Class 3, Subject Computer Science, Chapter, A GUI Operating System. In the last chapter, we have studied about the computer system and its various parts. In this chapter, we will be discussing about how a computer performs so many activities with the help of its manager called an operating system. So, what is an operating system? An operating system acts as the interface or a mediator between you and the computer. It manages and controls all the functions which are performed by a computer. There are two types of operating systems. First, Character User Interface or CUI. Here, the commands which are given to the computer have to be remembered and typed out. Example of this kind of operating systems are DOS and Bash Shell. Next, we have Graphical User Interface, that is GUI. Here, mouse and keyboard are used to give commands to the computer. An example for this kind of operating system are Microsoft Windows or Mac OS. Now, there are various versions of Microsoft Windows like Windows XP, Windows 7, Windows 8.1 and Windows 10. As we switch on the computer and the operating system is loaded, this process is known as booting, and the first window that appears in front of us is the desktop. With this, we move on to the various components of the desktop of Windows 7. First, desktop background. The picture in the background of the desktop is the desktop background or wallpaper. You can move to page number 17 and figure number 2.4. The blue rectangular box that you see is the desktop background or the wallpaper. Second, we move on to icons. The small pictures on the desktop are called icons. There are two main icons. First, computer, which is a location where all the contents of a computer are stored. Second, we have the recycle bin. It is the dustbin of the computer where all the deleted files and folders are kept. Third, we have the taskbar. The long bar at the bottom of the desktop is called the taskbar. Fourth, the start button. It is located at the bottom left corner of the taskbar. Now, we move on to the basic operations on the desktop. We can select and deselect icons. We can open, move, rearrange and sort the icons. We can also change the background and the screensaver. To select an icon, we can click on it, and to deselect, we will have to click anywhere outside that icon. We can also sort the desktop icons by arranging them in order of certain categories. Now, what are those categories? First, name, then size, then its item type, and finally, we have date modified. We can open an icon by two methods. First, by clicking on it and then pressing the enter key, and second, by double clicking on it. With this, we move on to screensaver. What is a screensaver? It is a picture which appears on the screen when a computer is kept idle for some time. It can be still or moving. However, it disappears when we press a key.